Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's talk about you, talk about your health, talk about what you're dealing with. Go on to the phones and kick off with Brenda. Hi, Brenda.
Been on thyroid medicine for 20 years, T4. 2 years ago, I fully crashed, and now I'm taking T3, and we've never been able to get it stabilized. My doctor changes it every time I go and have blood work. I can't lose the 30 pounds I gained when my T3 crashed. Any help you can give me would be appreciated.
Okay, sure. Yeah, the thyroid is definitely a little bit challenging for many, and you can go the medicine route. You've already done that for, like you said, 20 years. And you've got to look, first of all, I think, you know, again, find maybe a physician that will do some checking on your iodine levels. Iodine is a critical trace mineral. And when we don't have enough iodine, the thyroid gland can't work effectively. I mean, just to function effectively, minimum, bare minimum, it needs 150 micrograms a day. And if you're not getting that through your food or supplementation or something, then your body's lacking. It's not getting everything that it needs. And that's why it's important to have that looked at and have someone that can take a peek and make sure that you're getting enough of that in your day-to-day. And you can get a urine test, saliva test. They can easily check and see what your iodine levels are. For just an example, Japan, on average, I guess, or most Japanese people get about 13.8 milligrams or 13.5 milligrams a day of iodine. And, of course, that attributes to a lot of things. I mean, their seafood, their food supply, they just have a lot of it in their diet. And the amount of cancer, it's like one of the lowest rates in the world in Japan. So you look at that and you think, okay, what's the deal? Well, the deal is, you've got to make sure you're getting what your body needs every single day. That's the key. So you have to make sure, like with the thyroid gland, you also want to make sure that the pituitary gland is working in its most effective manner. So the pituitary gland is the master gland of the body, and it drives everything. So getting blood tests done on it, making sure that it's functioning effectively, that's a huge key. So, again, I would look into those areas and make sure that everything is working at its peak level so that you don't feel stuck, because it sounds like when you go to your doctors, whoever they are, they're doing the best they can. I mean, as well as they're trained in the box and parameters that they're trained in, they're definitely doing the best that they can. And it gets frustrating because you want to get well and you want to feel better. I get that. But at the same time, there are options, and you want to make sure that you're maximizing and optimizing your body's natural ability to kind of function at its peak level and really, really work in that capacity. I would definitely have that looked at and look at those options. Okay, 888-283-7272. Give me a call right now. Or you can go online, go to teamlifestyle.com. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider in your area, someone that believes the same way we do, you can check out the website and find out information there. Someone there that can take you to the next level with your health and with your life. They say until trans fats are extinct, you always got to beware of certain foods. So let's get into those. So the good news is the FDA has now put a mandate down that trans fats have got to be eliminated from the diet chain. CDC, that they're going to say they're working on this with the FDA. And if we do this, it could prevent almost 20,000 additional heart attacks and about 7,000 deaths from heart disease each year. The food companies add trans fat to packaged foods out of convenience to lower their cost. Imagine that. So 100 years ago, trans fats didn't even exist in processed foods, and there's absolutely no reason they can't be eliminated completely today. Fortunately, many food manufacturers have already voluntarily reduced the levels, but there are still some that are kind of lurking around in a lot of the popular convenience foods that we need to be a little bit careful about. But until the ban becomes official regulation, which will take a little bit of time, the FDA has required food companies to list trans fats on their nutrition facts label. That happened back in 2006, which is really cool. So just because a company says 0 grams in fat doesn't mean the product is free of trans fat. The FDA permits companies to round down to 0 grams if the product contains less than 0.5 grams per serving. So again, remember, you got to look at the ingredients. You got to read the labels. That's the key. So if you see anything that says partially hydrogenated oil, that's the major source of artificial trans fats. So if you see that at all, you want to put the product right back on the shelf. I mean, literally, it's a list of the common culprits that are likely to contain these trans fats. So here's a list of some of the foods that are currently on the shelves that are loaded with trans fats. Okay, cookies, cakes, muffins, pastries, pies, and other baked goods like packaged, frozen, and store-made, any kind of flour-based food, typically going to have it. Crackers, chips, microwave popcorn, and other snack foods are going to be loaded with trans fats. Vegetable shortenings and a lot of the stick margarines, you got to be cautious with that as well. A lot of the coffee creamers, liquid and powdered, are going to have trans fats in them. And the refrigerated dough products like biscuits, cinnamon rolls, pie dough, and cookie dough are going to be loaded with them as well. Look into the dry mixes. Be cautious with those, like cookie and muffin and pancake and drink mixes. A lot of the canned frosting, frozen pizzas are loaded with the trans fats. And then fried foods, including donuts, french fries, chicken nuggets, and hard taco shells. Be cautious with all those. They do have trans fats in them. So holiday baking, they say minus the trans fats. Well, many of the red flag items that I just talked about are dessert related, because trans fats are especially useful for a lot of the tender baking good products. So just be a little bit cautious of that. So here's the word that you need to be cautious with. Choose your mixes carefully. Remember to steer clear of all partially hydrogenated oils, or better yet, bake your recipes from scratch so you can control the ingredients and just be careful. So be sure to swap out for trans-free solid fat like butter or coconut oil. Those are great alternatives instead of like the stick margarine. You can actually use coconut oil and real butter. I'm a huge fan of real butter. I mean, it's when we started trying to modify that. I mean, think about your grandmother, grandparents, great-grandparents, and what they did and their recipes and how they cooked. They didn't have all that. And so when we started adding this into the food chain, that's when people started getting cancer, started getting sick. Not that it causes, I mean, there are studies that lean toward that direction. But we know trans fats are extremely damaging to our health. And that's what we have to be cautious with. So look at the labels. Remember, there can still be portions of trans fats in the foods. The FDA allows them to round it down. So be a little bit cautious. Read them. Partially hydrogenated, steer clear. Be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio to help you empower your health. It's all about lifestyle. I'm going to talk about weight loss and also a lot to do with brain chemistry, depression, anxiety, ADHD, all these type issues. There's ways to nutritionally support the body and build it up. We'll get into that when we come back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Open 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. You can just call right now or go online, go to teamlifestyle.com. Trevor, you're next with us on the show, my friend. How can I help?
Called about having acid reflux for 20-plus years. Occasionally I see blood in my stool, but it's almost like salsa in there. I assume because my mother has stomach ulcers that it's probably just an ulcer. It doesn't seem to be anything serious. My wife is really bugging me to go see a doctor, and I just don't think it's necessary. I was hoping to get an opinion.
I agree with your wife. I think it's good to go get it looked at and be smart, just because they can rule in and rule out whatever they might think. But without a doubt, there's certain things that you would want to look at your diet on a day-to-day basis. So with any kind of reflux-type symptoms at all or pain in the stomach, you want to lower inflammation, inflammatory-based foods. So a lot of your processed foods raise a lot of inflammation. You've got to definitely look at more fruits and vegetables. There's different foods that are helpful. Aloe juice is very good. Glutamine powder, which is an amino acid, is very, very alkaline, very soothing to the gut. So those are all great. But, I mean, you got to get it looked at and make sure it's not like H. pylori. You got to make sure it's not bacterial in nature, that it doesn't have these different components. I would just get it double checked, triple checked, and have someone take a peek at it and then go from there. That's one of the best ways to go. And then get someone to guide you in the eating process. I mean, your eating habits when it comes to the stomach, I mean, that's what it does. So you gotta make sure that everything's in line. Then you have the whole mental and emotional stress side. And we know that there's such a strong brain gut connection that, I mean, if you've got a lot of mental stress and just things going on in your life, it will affect your digestive tract, hands down. That's how ulcers many times can be formed outside of the H. pylori bacteria. I mean, just constant barrage of stress can lead to that. So check into that I'm with your wife on that. Go to the doctor, get it checked out, and then keep me posted. Give me a call back here on the show and let us know. Or you can always email me there at the website, teamlifestyle.com. Jake, you're next with us on the phones, my friend. How can I help?
I'm calling about my vitamin D level. It went from 24 up to 37, and I'm not convinced that that's a good number, although my doctor is happy.
Well, your doctor's happy because it's in the normal range. When it creeped over 30, it jumped into what we call the normal range. When it was down to 24, it was underneath it. And, you know, he has an obligation to tell you to get it into the normal range, whether he writes you a prescription for vitamin D3 or whatever. But the truth of the matter is that the higher the number of vitamin D3, the better the body's going to function. So, you know, you get it up around 70 to 90 on a blood test, that's when it's really going to begin to pop. And it's going to start making a huge impact in your body as far as what it does with other areas. So, you know, looking at that should make quite a difference. And that's what I would look into first, is to make sure that, you know, that your numbers are getting up there. And you may have to take quite a bit of it. You know, you can have someone guide you in the dosages and all that sort of thing. But vitamin D is just a wonder nutrient, and it makes a big impact. And if not, let your levels get low for a long period of time, and you'll have a lot of people get chronic infections and colds, and they just don't have good energy levels. You bring their vitamin D levels up, they start not getting sick as often, they have energy's good, perks up, mental clarity, all that makes a big difference. So get it checked out, get it looked at, keep me posted, and, you know, ask your doctor about getting an upper end of the range, because remember, it's still normal. So as much as a doctor can be in favor of kind of the low normal, they shouldn't be scared of the high normal either, because you're in range even at 90. And the benefits of that are going to be amazing across the board. And, you know, if you don't believe that, try getting your levels up to around 90. I keep mine up there, and it just, you feel amazing. So again, just a good little tip there for vitamin D. Make sure they're taking care of you on that, and ask the questions. It's key. No one ever got mad for you asking the questions, and that'll give you good information. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now or go online. Go to teamlifestyle.com. 10% of U.S. adults are physically limited by arthritis. It's amazing to me. I mean, I think arthritis has jumped. It's just escalated in the last several years. Seems like we just see it more and more. But about 50 million Americans have arthritis, and about half of them can't perform normal daily activities because of the disease. And the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said it's become a major issue. They're calling it an epidemic that's linked to obesity. And the report published recently in the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report, it's one of the journals, they did a survey on it. And they said about osteoarthritis, which is the wear and tear, is the most common kind, but rheumatoid, which has lupus, gout, and fibromyalgia linked into that, is growing by leaps and bounds. We expect, they say, 57 million Americans will have arthritis by 2030. And the unexpected finding was the degree to which arthritis limits Americans' physical activity. It actually exceeds our estimates, they say, and something that they're looking more into. He said, we know that obesity is strongly linked to osteoarthritis, and knee osteoarthritis is one of the most prevalent conditions in the population. So, you know, again, it's all the weight that we're putting on that's causing so much of this. I mean, knee replacements and hip replacements, we're seeing it constantly. In this report, they say there's a Dr. Patience White, who's a vice president for the Public Health Policy and Advocacy in the Arthritis Foundation. He's also a professor of medicine and pediatrics at the George Washington University School of Medicine. He said what's worrisome is that more people with arthritis have limitations of their activity. So it's really a warning sign. It's saying that you really need to do something about it. So although you can't stop the aging process, you can decrease the total impact of arthritis. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Is your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com. There you can find all your information that you need based on the show. And if you miss something, of course, there it's at the web as well. Glenn in Louisville, Kentucky writes us and says, do you have any good ideas about eating around the holidays? Well, great ideas about it. It's, you know, I'm not the fun sucker. I don't want to take all the fun out of eating in the holidays. And there's great ways that you can do it, believe it or not. If you focus more on the proteins, like the chicken, the turkey, prime rib, whatever you have as far as protein sources go, if you focus on those and the vegetables and have some of Grandma's sweet potato pie, it's really not going to hurt anything. You know, it's one day. And mostly what I teach, for the most part, is 90-10 anyway. So 90% of the time, if you eat well and you have a good structured lifestyle plan and you have that, you know, kind of groove going, then for you to eat two or three meals a week, every week, and kind of eat whatever you want, it's not a big deal. So I just say go for it. I'm more of that kind of guy when it comes to holidays. I mean, if it's Thanksgiving at your grandmother's house or someone in your family and they've made all this food, I mean, be smart about it. But, you know, eating a little bit of everything is not that big of a deal. Now, if you're really overweight and you're struggling and you're setting goals, I still think doing that periodically is a smart way to go, because not only is it good for you mentally to take a break. Now, I don't mean eat 8 plates of food. you got to be reasonable and, you know, maybe eat one plate with smaller portions, but you eat some of the things that you really enjoy. I mean, that, be sensible about it. But at the end of the day, if you're really, even if you're overweight, trying to lose like 100 pounds or 80 pounds, then eating something that's a little bit off what your normal routine is actually sometimes can stimulate thyroid function and kick the metabolism into gear a little bit more because it's calories and it's the type of food that you haven't been eating. And it increases, of course, the insulin response and all, and maybe you've been eating low glycemic foods for a long period of time. And there are thoughts in physiology that it can trigger some of these metabolic factors. So, again, that's a theory. But at the end of the day, if it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever it is, have fun. I mean, go and enjoy what your family's cooked and enjoy the time with them. That's the most important. You don't want to be sitting around thinking about fat grams and all of that. I'm just not that guy. I really am not. I think that we need to have a good lifestyle plan. We need to eat well, exercise, and make really good efforts to do the best that we can in those areas 90% of the time, but 10% have fun. So just go to your families and have a good time. But make sure that every day is not eating what you want. That's the key. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, you can give me a call right now or go to teamlifestyle.com. Shoot me an email. You can make it part of the show or we can answer in private, whatever you prefer. Going to the lines to talk with Ernie now. Hi, Ernie.
Yeah, I'm having problems with low testosterone and created a bunch of problems, and I was wondering how would I approach this? I haven't had medical for a long time anyway, and I'm coming up with one. I wanted to see what I could find out from seeing a doctor or what I would talk to him about.
Okay. Well, with low T, if that's what you're concerned about, that's what you're thinking might be an issue, I would just go, you know, get the numbers done from your doctor. Have the testosterone levels checked, but I would also have them check estradiol because estrogen is the female hormone. But if there's low testosterone, sometimes you can be what's called estrogen dominant, where your estrogen levels are a little bit higher than they should be in a male. It can cause you to store more body fat, it can cause low energy levels. So getting your estrogen levels checked is a good way to go. And then also have them check your growth hormone, HGH. It is the primary driver of all the hormone system. It's called the master gland, the pituitary gland. And it drives everything. So a lot of times when you have like thyroid or testosterone or whatever that's low, many times it's the pituitary gland that's driving everything. So you want to take a look at that and make sure that it's healthy and in good range and all that. If not, then nutritionally there's definitely some options that you can look at. And if the nutritional options don't work well, then you can also do replacement therapy with the testosterone. I mean, that's available and that's becoming more popular. I just think it's smarter, if you're going to jump in and go that route, to make sure that when you jump in that you have someone that is kind of walking through that with you as a physician to give you the different options, because there's pellets, there's creams, there's shots. There's a lot of different ways. Just remember the whole negative feedback concept. And they'll probably tell you this if you're going down that route, but negative feedback is this in the body. If the body gets something that it is getting lazy with, for example, a hormone. So let's say that for whatever reason, there's environmental factors or toxins in the body or whatever it might be, or the body's just not producing what it used to. Maybe it's age. Maybe you're in your 70s. So let's say testosterone starts to kind of shut down a little bit. And let's say that it used to produce about 500 on the blood test, and now it's producing like 200. And you go in, so the guys are getting lazy on the job, right? So they're trying to build the house, and the workers are getting lazy. So you are getting a little frustrated because the workers are lazy, right? So you've got two options. You can go and you can walk around and round everybody up, tell them they're going to get a cut in pay if they don't step up and do something, or they're going to lose their job or whatever. Or you can come in and start taking testosterone. And when you start taking testosterone, guess what? If the body's already lazy, then when you start taking testosterone, guess what the workers are going to say? Well, they're already bringing more testosterone in. Why do we need to do anything? So they're going to stay lazy, okay? And here's what happens. If you start taking testosterone, let's say one day, and you feel better, right? Everything, you've replaced what you've lost, and you're feeling better and have good energy and strength and stamina and all that. And let's say for one day you just figure, man, I'm just tired of taking the shots. I don't want to take testosterone anymore. It's weirding me out. I've heard stories of like cancer and hormone therapy and all this. And you just quit taking testosterone. Guess what? All those workers that were lazy, they're like half asleep now. And they don't know anything about building the house. They're totally chilled out. You pull the testosterone away, they're not going to know what to do because their work ethic is already down. So I'm saying all that to say this, that low T, and any low hormone in the body, you want to do everything you can first to get the workers in gear to see if they can start building the house again. You can do that with nutrition, lifestyle, exercise, finding out where the deficiencies are in the body. That's the key. You start there and see if you can't get the workers to start working again in the body. If you can't, for whatever reason, then it's a good path to go down for the replacement therapy because that's, you know, about the only other option you have. And if your hormones are off, or they're down, or they're low, then, you know, the possibility of you not feeling great is going to be pretty high. So that's what I would look into. So as far as hormone replacement therapy goes, in low T, always go the natural route first and do everything you can to kind of build the body. I mean, there's maca root, tribulus, ashwagandha. There's a lot of different herbs out there that work. But, I mean, I'll tell you, for testosterone, weight training, and resistance exercise, all that's a key. So if you start exercising even 3 days a week, just exercising with weights 3 days a week, we know for a fact it increases growth hormone, testosterone, 100, 200, 300% in the body. If for short duration, you don't have to be in there for 2 hours like Arnold. You can be in there for 30 minutes and hit it really hard and get great response. So look into some of those options. Get someone to coach you in those options. And then, you know, talk with your doctor about the whole deal. And see if you can't make a run at it from a natural perspective for a while and get your body maybe to respond in a way that maybe you didn't think it would. That's a good place to start. All right, keep us posted. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. With questions about your health, you can give me a call right now or go online. Go to teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com. And if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care, doing things more of a natural way, got providers that were growing into our team all around the country, and you can kind of check that out. Just go to teamlifestyle.com and click on Find a Provider, and our team members will get you the help that you need. You know, today's kids now, of course, with all the gaming that goes on, a lot of kids stay indoors and they play the video games, and they're not out like we were when I was a kid. And they're saying now 13-year-olds, I kind of did a little test study, and I found that 13-year-olds can run a mile faster than you could today, but now they're saying that children run about 90 seconds slower than the kids did 30 years ago. According to research presented at the American Heart Association conference, overall, kids age about 9 to 17 experience a 5% decline in heart-related fitness. And they say it really makes sense because we have kids that are less active than before. Dr. Walter White, who's at the University of Colorado, he's a pediatrician and a spokesperson for the Heart Association. He said that perhaps, no surprise, American kids have slowed down. About one-third get the recommended daily allotment of 60 minutes of moderate, vigorous activity every day. But it's sad, really, because we've seen such a decline in the global youth fitness. And to reach the conclusion, many researchers looked at about 50 studies of running, including about 25 million children from 28 countries between 1964 and 2010. And the research showed that the kids really hit rock bottom in Europe, Australia, and New Zealand, and perhaps North America. They said in Asia, where most of the children in the studies were from, fitness is still declining in China, so fitness levels overall, worldwide, have actually dropped. So the study author in this, there's Richard Grimes, he's an exercise physiologist at the University of South Australia, says obesity likely plays a role in the overall decline worldwide. In fact, about 30% to 60% of the declines in endurance running performance can be explained by increases in fat mass. So if you really look at it and you look at what's going on as far as people gaining weight, that sort of thing, it's a real challenge. We'll catch back up, talk more about weight loss and also ways to improve your overall health when we come back.
Hey, folks. You've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Quote for the hour comes from Robert Persig. He says, the place to improve the world is first in one's own heart, head, and hands. Powerful. Starts with yourself. You want to improve anything, you start with you. Period. All the way around, no matter what you're in, business, life, personal, wherever you are, you start by building you. Build you first, and that's some of the best change you can create in the world. Because then you're going to make everything else around you that much better. Check us out on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com. You can check us out there. And if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, check out the website. You can find our team members there. Of course, we've got them all around the country. They're joining us every single day. Pretty exciting. Go over to the Bob on the phones. Hi, Bob.
Regarding TMJ, I've had the condition I believe for quite some time, probably several decades, but recently it's become painful where it never was before. It was just noisy. I'm wondering if that might be something that's an inflammatory issue, or whether I should speak to a dentist or a internal medicine doc, or what kind of medication or remedy.
With TMJ, yeah, TMJ is one of those. It's one of those situations. I'll tell you, it's kind of multifaceted because you've got the muscles that can be involved, and then you've got nerves that go through there as well that can get entrapped, and they can really create a lot of pain. So you've kind of got two options, in my opinion. Dentists are really good at working with it. But I would do twofold. I would go to a dentist that focuses more on holistic dentistry because they're going to be able to give you more options. They're also going to be able to talk to you about nutrition. And believe it or not, when you're dealing with muscles, you're dealing with joints, you've got to talk nutrition at the same time. Have to. Can't just focus on the joint by itself. You're going to be leaving an aspect of that out. So you want someone that can talk that with you and understand it. For example, most people are magnesium deficient, right? We don't have enough of it in our soil. Our soil is very depleted. Even the organic foods that we have, very depleted. So magnesium deficiencies are pretty common. It's subclinical. Like you may not even see low magnesium in a blood test, but it might be just enough to be causing some issues in the body. Okay, so magnesium typically relaxes things in the body. It's a relaxant in many ways. It's a mineral, but it's a relaxant. So it causes things that are in spasm to kind of loosen up and chill out. So, for example, if you have muscles in spasm or if you have an inflamed joint like a TMJ, then magnesium many times can be very helpful because it can cause things to relax. So that's one facet of it. Someone's got to address the joint itself and the musculature and the nerves, all that. Now, the chiropractic physician is another great way to go too. Reason being is because, again, you go internal medicine, it's not a big deal to go and talk to your family doctor. It's really not. I mean, they're gonna talk through it with you probably. Muscle relaxers are probably one of the first lines that they will use. It just depends on who you see. Okay. But as far as getting action done and getting some things taken care of, there's probably some therapy that needs to be done. Now, chiropractic physicians have great ways of working with the jaw. And depending on who you go to and how they're trained and all that, there's some great options. So I would definitely look into that. Physical therapists can work with it too. There's some different options that they have. But I would definitely go to a dentist and probably another physician, like a chiropractic physician. I think that those two would be good options, and they would offset each other. But it never hurts to go to your family doc and run it by them. You know, that way, if it's something that, you know, you may think is TMJ, but it might be something totally different, and they can lay eyes on it. And again, be able to see maybe things that you don't see. And so that might be a good option. You know, depending, you know, you're saying TMJ, but it might be something different. So getting multiple eyes, there's also always counsel in the wisdom of many. The great book says. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, give me a call right now. You can go online, go to teamlifestyle.com. Going to Don next. Hi, Don.
I have a quick question about water. Like, what is the best, most purified water to drink? I heard him mention that a week ago, but I know he's gotten into it, but I'm just kind of a quick answer on that would be nice.
Well, here's my answer on water. There's all kinds of water out there. Reverse osmosis, there's alkaline water, there is distilled water, spring water, and, you know, it's a huge debate. Water's kind of this whole subcategory of natural health, and everybody has their opinion, okay? So here's my opinion. I'm more of a generalist in this way. I really am just fired up that people are drinking water versus sodas and high fructose corn syrup and just drinking and not even drinking anything at all being dehydrated. So I get excited over water, period. Now, I definitely am against tap water because of a lot of the elements that are in there. And I think that it's wise to avoid tap water for showering and drinking. I do think so, as much as possible. So, I mean, if you're going to filter it, to get rid of most of the chlorine and all that, that's great. Filtered water, great. Want to do spring water, people get all in knots over the inorganic minerals that are in there. I don't have a problem with it. I'm pretty excited you're drinking water when it comes to spring water because, number one, it's pretty darn clean. Now, distilled water, you got your camp that says don't drink distilled water. It pulls out all the good and the bad minerals. I don't really care. Distilled water is actually pretty clean and actually, I think, really good for you. So, Kangen water, really cool stuff. Alkaline water, great, healthy for you, all that. Just get the water in, just stay away from tap water. That's my bottom line. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank my producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show. Helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.